This is the Carolina Catholic Radio Homily of the Day, featuring Father Lucas Rossi of St. Michael's Catholic Church of Gastonia.
Well, we're already in the second week of Advent. Seems to be moving pretty quickly, in my opinion. We started last Sunday with the theme for the Advent season, I keep the Lord ever before me. I keep the Lord always ever before me. And we introduced the season of Advent by reflecting on prayer. As I said, we're going to look at prayer each Sunday of the season of Advent to deepen and nourish our own personal prayer lives. We remember that we looked at prayer and made sure that we understand that prayer is not a technique or method to be mastered, but rather a gift to be received. Prayer is not a technique or a method to be mastered, but a gift to be received, a gift from the Lord. And so we committed, and I assigned all of you 15 minutes of daily personal private prayer. Anybody not here last Sunday? A few of you? Okay, today you have your assignment. We had a few more at the Vigil Mass. 15 minutes a day of this personal private prayer. So after a week, how's it going? How's it going? I've been praying for all of you. And reflecting on this commitment of 15 minutes at least, a day of personal private prayer with the Lord, undoubtedly we have faced challenges. Some of us may have experienced the challenge of actually just trying to find the time to do this 15 minutes of prayer in the day. Others have maybe struggled with trying to find a place to do this quiet, silent 15 minutes of prayer. Certainly, many of us have experienced, when we set out to pray, distractions, our minds flipping about from different random thoughts. Maybe we got discouraged and then quit in the middle of the week. Maybe you were out shopping for all of my Christmas presents, and you just simply forgot that I asked you to pray 15 minutes a day. And so last week we talked about prayer as being a gift of God and not a technique or method that we master. Prayer was ultimately what gives us a watchful heart. As Jesus in the Gospel last Sunday said, stay awake, be vigilant. And so to be awake and vigilant is to have a heart of prayer. To have a watchful heart is a heart of prayer. And so now this week we'll look at prayer from a different angle. With the readings for this Sunday, we can look at prayer as making a path for God. Prayer can be making a path for God, allowing God to encounter me. And so the time and the effort that I put in daily prayer is making a path for God. When we look at our personal private prayer, this time with God each and every day, it's important to see what the ultimate goal is. What's the focus? And St. Teresa of Avila has some very helpful words. She says that prayer is an intimate conversation between friends, where one often goes to speak alone with God, by whom one knows oneself to be loved. Again, she says, prayer is an intimate conversation between friends, where one often goes to speak alone with God, by whom one knows oneself to be loved. Prayer is going to the one who loves us. God loves us. And so whenever we enter into prayer, we're always before the one who loves us. We have to begin knowing that I'm before God who loves me personally. When you come before the Lord to pray, he's not going, oh, here's Father Rossi again. Probably has a bunch of concerns about the parish and some other things. No, God loves being with us. He wants to spend eternity with us. And so certainly 15 minutes a day is always going to delight his heart. He's seeking this friendship with us in this personal conversation, this going to be alone with God, who loves us, is how St. Teresa of Avila describes prayer. And so I keep the Lord always before me. This is our theme. I keep the Lord always before me. But this can be a struggle. It can be a struggle to always keep the Lord before my heart and mind, even when I set out to pray for a set time each and every day. If prayer is making a path for God, and it is, then it's going to take a lot of transformation and effort. In the first reading from Isaiah, Isaiah says, "Every valley shall be filled in, every mountain made low. The rugged land shall be plain, and the rough country a broad valley." This transformation of terrain would take a lot of effort. Driving through the beautiful state of North Carolina, the roadways through the mountains and the valleys, it takes a lot of work to make a highway through mountains and valleys. It takes a lot of commitment, a lot of perseverance. And so in our commitment to prayer, just making this path for God, we have to be committed and dedicated. We can't give up. It takes a constant dedication on our part to make a pathway for God, which is prayer. And so we can look at three simple steps of how to make a path for God through prayer. And I can summarize them as get there, stay there, and persevere. Step one, get there. Meaning last week we started by saying we're going to at least commit to 15 minutes of quiet prayer with the Lord each and every day. 15 minutes. We talked about how hard it is just to start any prayer commitment. And so we just wanted to get started. Just show up. Put it on the calendar. Set a timer on your phone. If it's important, it goes on our schedules. We all know that. Whatever important is on our calendar. And so our 15 minutes has to be there on the calendar. And so we want to just get there, show up, arrive for this time of prayer. And then stay there, not to cut it short, to keep trying to keep mind and heart focused on the Lord. And so to get there and stay there in this place, we have the time, we also need the place of prayer. So you have to make a place in your home somewhere where you can be alone with God. Get a chair or a kneeler, put up a couple holy images, a statue, a crucifix, a candle, whatever it takes to make this place where you will pray sacred, to tell your soul, this is my prayer place. This is where I go to be alone with the Lord. So to make sure that that place is also defined, where will you go? You can come to the church during the day when it's open. Coming early for Mass or staying afterwards, coming for time of adoration, there's all these other ways, coming to the church too, of using the church as your place of private prayer. So we have to get there and then stay there for a committed time, and then finally persevere. And one of the things that we have to persevere in through prayer is distractions. Distractions. Lord, I love you. Squirrel. Distractions. If you've been to a zoo and seen the monkey exhibit, you have in your mind somewhat of an image of my own mind many times during prayer. Jumping around from random thought to random thought. Distractions. It's really important to recognize when we set out to pray, that distractions are normal. They are normal. And prayer is God's gift. And if I'm going to have an experience of no distractions in prayer, it's because He is giving me the grace. The saints all struggled with distractions. And the ones who didn't had a special grace to forget themselves and be immersed in God, and they forgot the essence of time and even where they were. They were so immersed in God that nothing else mattered. But that's a special grace, contemplation. And we may experience that. But rather, more often than not, prayer is a struggle, a battle with distractions. And so when we experience distractions in prayer, we simply turn our mind and heart back to God. Prayer is not about thinking a lot. Prayer is about loving a lot. Prayer is not about thinking a lot, but about loving a lot. It's an act of the will of the heart. And so every time we face distractions, we just simply turn back to the Lord, our minds and our hearts. Lord, I love you. Lord, take this distraction from me. And if we do that 32 times in 15 minutes, we've made 32 separate acts of love towards God. And that's the whole point, to be there even when we're distracted because we love him. Yes, I'm having a distracting day, Lord, but here I am. I love you. I'm going to be with you. I've committed to be with you at this time, and here I am. St. Teresa of Lisieux, the little flower whose statue we have in our church, struggled in her own prayer as well, and she would fall asleep a lot. They'd say, what do you think God thinks of you falling asleep all the time in prayer? She struggled with that. She said, I often imagine parents looking at their children while they're sleeping, and they love them just the same. Paraphrasing her words. She recognized that prayer was a time for her to offer God her poverty, her weakness, the fact that she couldn't stay awake easily. It was hard to be attentive. She offered all that to God. And she's a doctor of the church, an example of prayer. And so our distracted prayer can still be an act of love. And so we take the distractions to God in prayer, whatever it is, and maybe there are serious things going on in our lives that are always on our minds, and we give them to the Lord. We say, Lord, take this distraction, take this situation. I'm giving it to you completely to deal with. Help me to just focus on you. Help me just to love you. Help me to be present to you. Help me to have my mind and heart always turning back to the Lord. And then you have the theme of Advent again. I keep the Lord always before me. That's what we're trying to do. That's the goal of prayer. I keep the Lord always before me, even in the midst of distractions. So as we make a path for the Lord in the second week of Advent and stay focused on our committed daily times of prayer, that at least 15 minutes of daily private prayer, to get there, be committed, stay there, don't end early, and to persevere in the midst of distractions, to not become discouraged or angry, but to keep turning those as opportunities to give ourselves again in love to the Lord. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
This has been the Carolina Catholic Radio Homily of the Day, featuring Father Lucas Rossi of St. Michael's Catholic Church of Gastonia on the Carolina Catholic Radio Network, AM 1270 Charlotte, also streaming at carolinacatholicradio.org and on the Carolina Catholic Radio app.